Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the third week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, how to help others become more loving. We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works, says today's first reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. We all know people who need to be roused, meaning awakened in the faith. People who stay away from our assembly, whose paths need to be redirected back to the faith. Perhaps you're dealing with someone who's self-centered and arrogant, who's ignoring your needs and who's uncaring towards others. People like this need to be roused into the daylight of truth so that they'll want to change. And what about those who profess to be good Catholics while disobeying God's will? We have been commissioned to be the voice of Christ, awakening them into a life of unconditional, selfless love, good deeds, and moral obedience. But how do we do this? Scripture tells us to consider the possibilities. Study the situation. Get to know the persons you want to rouse. What woundedness and worldly training has made them unloving and selfish? What are they struggling with? And would they like to be free of it? Once we understand their situations, we can look for an opportunity to invite them to trade up to something better, meaning a relationship with Jesus that will heal them, a better understanding of being loved so that they can more generously give love, an appreciation of their giftedness and how it benefits others, etc. There are valid reasons why people stray from the path of holiness. By identifying and addressing those reasons, we can become more effective in encouraging them to change. If we only tell them the law that they're breaking in order to explain how they should change, we chase them away. Addressing the reasons why people stray invites growth and change. Addressing the need to change only invites stubbornness and running further away. The first method takes much time and patience, a lot of effort, and a willingness to serve those who are not pleasant to befriend. The other method is an easy-for-us shortcut that requires no loving sacrifices from us. It usually fails. The first method means that we are light glowing from the lampstand that Jesus mentions in today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 21 to 25. The other method is a measurement that we ourselves do not wish to be measured by. For when our own sinfulness is identified, the little love we do have is taken away by our lack of humility. If we're condemning others, you can bet that others are busy condemning us for our arrogance. God has placed into our lives people who need us to encourage them into greater holiness, greater love, and greater generosity in good works. But he has also given these people to us so that we will grow in holiness, love, and good works. Isn't that a scary bit of irony?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.